This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is more federal stimulus on the way?
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Jeremy Hobson. It looks like the Federal Reserve is getting ready to pump more money into the U.S. economy. Notes from a Fed meeting earlier this month were released yesterday, and they seem to indicate there could be another stimulus package in our future. Our own Scott Tong joins us now from Washington to help us suss this out. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Stacey.
So, Scott, what did these meeting minutes say?
Well, one part of these minutes says that the members of the Fed were told that the economic recovery had decelerated. That's the word in the minutes. And let me read you one quick quote. Many participants said a third round of bond buying, the so-called QE3, quote, could provide additional support for the economic recovery and boost business and consumer confidence. So in English, what does that mean? Well, we spoke to Quincy Crosby over at Prudential Financial. She thinks a lot of the market thinks it's just a matter of time before we get QE3.
It appears that the overwhelming majority of the Fed is prepared to act. The question becomes for investors, when is the Fed going to do this? Are they going to do it at the next meeting in September, or are they going to wait until after the election?
Now, Stacey, of course, the traders could be wrong, or the economy could recover enough to change that conversation.
But this isn't a done deal yet, though, right, Scott? Is there some debate within the Fed?
Oh, always. The so-called doves say we need it for jobs. We have to create 300,000 a month, kind of double the current rate. The hawks on the other side says, you know, wait a second. The benefits of these QE3 could be very temporary. And if you make money too cheap, it could stoke inflation.
So what will we be watching for now? What's next?
A week from tomorrow, Ben Bernanke speaks at a big central banker meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. He could give previews for what happens next. And the next Fed meeting is in about 3 weeks.
Our own Scott Tong in Washington. Thank you, Scott.
All right. You're welcome.
All that talk of more stimulus has overseas markets on the rise this morning. London's FTSE is up 0.4%. Germany's DAX is up 0.1%. A good day for Asian markets, too. Tokyo's Nikkei index stepped up 0.5%. U.S. markets had a mixed day yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.25% to close at 13,172. The presidential race is heating up, and this morning, President Barack Obama's campaign announced it's going to start taking campaign donations via text message. The campaign is hammering out the details now with Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile. Meanwhile, later today, GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney will officially unveil his energy plan at a campaign stop in New Mexico. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now on what it could mean.
You don't need to wait for the speech to hear Romney's energy philosophy. In short, he wants less regulation and more energy exploration. If elected president, though, he still won't control all the levers of power. Lauren O'Neill tracks policy for Energy Intelligence Group.
When candidates make promises, not all of them can be achieved if they can't get the support of Congress. But two areas where they can make a difference on their own is with the Interior Department and the EPA.
Even without Congress, a Romney Interior Department could clear new oil and gas drilling from Alaska to the Atlantic. And a Romney-run EPA could soften or delay environmental rule enforcement. But don't expect to feel the impact in your wallet. Doug Reynolds is an energy economist at University of Alaska Fairbanks.
I doubt there'll be much change. You're not going to change the price of oil.
That will still rise and fall with global markets. There's not enough oil in America to stop that. And electricity prices won't move much because natural gas is already pretty cheap. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Some not-so-great news from China this morning. A major manufacturing index for the country fell to a 9-month low. It's another sign the world's second-largest economy is slowing. Not that everyone is suffering. Workers at state-run companies in China are riding pretty high. And we're not just talking salaries. There are often a lot of perks for state workers, including mortgage payments, groceries, fancy cars, and it's all tax-free. Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz has that story.
In the Yangtze Delta city of Changzhou, an employee of a state-owned enterprise tries to explain her salary to me. Yes, tries. It's confusing, even to her.
I make $150 a month for my base salary. Then I make $50 for my scale pay. Then there's $200 for my performance pay. Then there's my traffic subsidy, my housing stipend.
She's reading from her monthly paycheck. It's a foot long, and it's divided into dozens of compensation categories. It's like this for 65 million employees in China's thriving state sector. This employee asked not to be named. That's because she's talking about one of the dirtiest secrets among workers at government-run companies, perks.
Many companies offer automobiles, houses. They even pay for gym memberships for their executives, and this should all get counted as income for employees, but it doesn't.
Sean Ryan is the author of the book The End of Cheap China. He says there's a reason a monthly paycheck in China looks like calculus homework.
What happens is a lot of companies will use benefits as a tax write-off, which is why you have a lot of employees who make $300 US a month driving Bentleys, because the companies are able to use the purchase price of the Bentley as a 100% tax write-off.
With visions of company-issued Bentleys dancing in their heads, top Chinese college graduates are increasingly choosing jobs at state-owned enterprises over multinationals. Back in Changzhou, this state employee says next month the government's going to scrap her complicated salary scheme for something it's calling a sunshine salary policy. This will be a relief for economists in China. It's been difficult to track who's making what and how they're spending it, making many wonder how much of China's economy is off the books. Still, it's hard to know how much sunlight these new government policies will shine onto China's massive hidden economy. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally, the English language has some brand new additions. The Oxford Dictionaries Online, that's the online version of the Oxford English Dictionary, has released a list of official new words today. Among them, tweeps, meaning a person's followers on the social networking site Twitter, soul patch, ridic, short for ridiculous, and my personal favorite, mwahaha, as in the evil laugh. I guess all those comic book villains can stop writing in. They're legit. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.